A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 1, Episode 3, Lifeboats.
Kendall is up while the city sleeps. He walks through a silent office, stopping at his dad's desk. Now Kendall Roy, new CEO of Waystar Royco, he cuts a confident figure. Shiv and Tom call to visit Logan now that he's home from the hospital. However, Shiv's attempts to see her father are scuppered by Marcia, who informs her it's out of the question. Tom asks Marcia to check to see if he feels up to visitors. While Marcia's gone, they quiz the nurse on his state, but come up against a wall of silence. Kendall has to make a call to the bank, to which his father is a cool $3 billion in debt. He runs his plans by Jerry, who looks instantly nervous when she hears the plan is to tell the bank to go fuck themselves in a bid to prove he's as ruthless as his old man. The call begins and, true to form, falls flat on its own ass. Kendall tells the bank to fuck off. Cue an awkward silence of biblical proportions and cut to the call ending abruptly, with Waystar still $3 billion deep in the mire and Kendall much deeper in the shit. Roman, who was listening, confirms it was a shit show and that Kendall handled it like a moron. Elsewhere in the building, Greg arrives for his first day of the job he isn't quite sure he has. Higher up in the building, Shiv bursts into the office to speak to Kendall and Roman about their dad and the fact that Marcia won't let them see him. It transpires none of the kids have seen him in the last 4 days. Kendall and Roman hold a meeting as a new CEO and COO, respectively. Kendall then tells his team the new strategy to bring in new business he views as lifeboats on the Logan ship that could be about to hit a fucking great iceberg, leaving the fucking great iceberg bit out, naturally. Roman enters his new office to get a feel for the place. Looking out over New York, he unzips his pants and pleasures himself against the glass window, christening his new space. Hey, we've all been there, right? Kendall meets an old friend and big business player, Stewie Hassani, for coffee. Based on the Waystar situation, Stewie suggests maybe his company comes in and takes them over. Kendall immediately offers him a friendly fuck off. Stewie, though, says he should think about it. Greg finds his new post, and it turns out he's working for Tom. Tom asks, "Why the fuck are you wearing deck shoes?" And Greg admits he's basically broke, emphasized by Greg collecting food from the canteen in a dog shit bag for later. Elsewhere, Shiv meets an old political colleague and former lover, Nate Cifrelli. Still reeling after being denied access to her father, she asks Nate to run background checks on Marcia to see if she has any skeletons hanging in her closet. Life in the top job isn't getting easier for Kendall, as he's paid a visit by Sandy Furness, rival media mogul and current shark sensing blood. Sandy plays the "I'm here for any advice, we could work together" card while making it blatantly clear he is poised to strike. Kendall meets Stewie again and proposes a deal where Stewie invests $4 billion in Waystar. Stewie makes a counterproposal where they both snort a little coke first. Ken declines, but the pair begin the first beats in drumming out a deal, which include a seat on the board and voting stock for Stewie. Connor flies into town to find out what's the deal with Logan. Shiv, Connor, and Tom meet up. She tells them that, based on the background checks, Marcia either came from nothing or has been subject of a cleanup job. As they exit the elevator to the home, they are met head-on by Marcia. Shiv demands to see her father. Marcia tries to stop her, but Shiv storms in. Logan is on a hospital bed in his room. Shiv asks how he is. Logan responds via mumbles. Shiv begins to talk about her life and engagement to Tom, but a confused Logan makes a sexual advance that shakes her. As she exits, she tells Connor and Marcia everything's okay. Based on the successful chat with Stewie, Kendall calls the bank to tell them that they will repay the $3 billion debt and then look for a new banking partner. He gets to carry out his original plan of telling them to go fuck themselves, but this time with a little more swagger and a tad less car crash. That night, he goes to dinner with Rava, still hoping for reconciliation. They talk and laugh together, and he tells her he loves her. She responds with, "Noted," which is not exactly what Ken wants to hear, but they have sex and spend the night together. Kendall's parade gets us soaking the next morning when Rava reveals she has a lawyer working on their divorce. As Rava leaves, Kendall gets a call from Marcia, who tells him Logan wants to see him. When Kendall enters, Logan is seated on his chair, almost looking like his old self. Kendall begins explaining the route he's taken in his bid to save the company. Logan mumbles, and Kendall leans in closer to hear. "You are a fucking idiot," Logan mumbles. Later that morning, as Greg walks to work, he spots Stewie and Sandy Furness deep in conversation on a park bench. I hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously On Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, when season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Written, produced, and published by Daph Doris.